We are learning Maseches Baba Kama Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, 9 lines from the top, was up to Ela Adam Rava. We learned in yesterday's daf that Se by Shor Oise by Dav Hei is Dafka Shor Oise and not Kalayim. And we needed Oi, the word Oi, to be Marbe to add Kalayim. Now, why wasn't Kalayim included in Se? Lamaisa, the mother is a Se, for example, so why got included in Se? Teretz is because we said a Rava's memra that Rava said every time it says se it means dafka se and not klein. And now the truth is Rava's drosh is not negay anymore. Sharva said that dalva. Hey, why not? Because yitaka marbe klein from oy. So what's he referring to exactly when he says this is a binyanav all over shas? They're coming to exclude klein. Zok to gemara elohodom a Rava. And you have to know which se Rava exactly is talking about. Tois is a big discussion about this on Daf Ayin Zayin Beis. Which se? So let's say we'll handle. He's talking about the se. Tois's pshat is that the binyan of Rava is from the se of Pesach. It says in Koran Pesach and Parashas Boy, which is actually this week's parasha, says se tomim zochar ben shana yilechem mina kvosim umina izim tikochu. Se tomim. Agav Rashi says in Chumash that se. It could be from a sheep or a goat, which means, by the way, legavi the chiv of dalad vehei. When it says seh, shara seh, what's a seh? It could be either sheep or goat. Long as it's a seh, a seh is a 1 year old. That's what it is. A seh could be either a goat or a sheep, which is a chiddush. Ayin Mechus Chinuch talks about that. But kaponim, in any case, it says the word seh, and there Rava says this is a binyan av by Karm Pesach that seh means dafka seh, not kalai. So Elo Adam Rava Zeb Bonav Kol Mokem Shenema Se Ein Elo Hoytzei Sekalayim Loi Hilchosah. What's in a gay? What's in a gay? This Binyan Av. You know, there's a limud from here. What do you need a limud from Pesach to all of Shas? Which part of Shas do you need a limud from Pesach from? Ila Kachim. If it's to Kachim, they're saying Kalayim is possible by Kachim. Behedik Sivu Shorei Chesev Pratla Kalayim. We said the Oi of Shorei Chesev is coming to Ma'at Kalayim. We said the other Oi is coming to Ma'at Nidme. Come to exclude Nidme. So we have a pasuk. We don't need this binyan av because we have a pasuk by kachim itself that kalayim is excluded. Ila meiser takas takas yalf mekachim. By meiser, there's a gzeris shava that's used a lot of times. It says by meiser takas hashevet, and it says by shor chesveis takas imoy. And we learn out from that the meiser is the same thing as kachim, and kalayim is excluded. E lebuchar. Havara avara, the Alchem Meiser. Learn out Havara avara from Meiser. It says by Vavarta Kol Peta Rechem Lashem, and it says by Meiser Kol Shiyavet Hachas Hashavet. So Inami, and it's one reason why Bechor doesn't need a limud of this binyan av because you have Havara avara. Or Inami Nidma Amrit Loi. We have a drasha by Bechor that Nidma is disqualified. The Chsiv Ach Bechor Shar Ache Hu Shar Bechor Shar. We learn from there that it has to be a shar. And Bukhar is Shar, so a Nidma, which is not a Shar, is excluded. So if a Nidma is excluded, Kalayim and Ba'i, they think you need a Drasha for Kalayim. So what exactly is Rava coming to teach us by saying a Binyanav that Seh means not Kalayim? We don't need it for Kachim, we have Oy. We don't need it for Maiser, we learn Takas Takas from Kachim. We don't need it for Bukhar, we have a Varavar for Maiser. So what do you need? And another reason for Bukhar is because Nidma is possible already. So what do you need this Drasha for? Zok the Gemara Elakiyet, but the Rav Leim Petach Amar. So they get a Petach Amar. Petach Amar means usually we know by a kosher animal the firstborn of a kosher animal bechar goes to the kohen. The kohen brings it for a carbon. If it has a mum, the kohen keep it. That's a bechar. A behemoth tomato doesn't have a din bechar. There's one exception. Exception is a chamar. A chamar, the firstborn of a chamar has a din bechar. What do you do with it? You can't bring it on the carbon. It's a behemoth tomato. What you do is you redeem it for a set. You give a set to the kohen and you get back the chamar. So you have to give a set. So the halacha is, because it's now into the Mishnah, Eim Poidim, you cannot redeem a Petach Amar, loy be'egel, not with a calf, v'loy be'chaya, not with a chaya, a wild animal, v'loy be'shchuta, not a seh, that's geshochten, that's slaughtered, v'loy be'trefa, and not be'trefa, it also can't be used, v'loy be'kalayim, and not a kalayim, v'loy be'koy, and not a kvi, either, which is a hybrid animal also, as well, but it's a from behema and a chaya. So it says not a kalayim, not a kvi, and so here, how do you know not kalayim? By Petach Amar, it says seh. Well, maybe seh means kalayim also. Teretz is we learn out from this binyan av of Rava from the word seh by Karam Pesach teaches all over Shas, all over the Torah that it's a fuke kalayim. That's what it's for. Frank the Gemara, that's good according to that this Mishnah holds Kalayim is excluded from the din of Petah Chamor, cannot redeem a Chamor. Rabbi Eliezer, Elazar, the Matah beKalayim. Eliezer holds that Kalayim is mutter, and you could use Kalayim for Petah Chamor. The term Eliezer, Matah beKalayim, because it is Lamayhil. So what's the gate of Binyanav? We can't use it to exclude Kalayim by Petah Chamor, because you could use it for Petah Chamor. Amalach Rabbi Eliezer, Ki itma derava l'tamei shenoylad mina tahar v'yiburim mina tamei. We're talking about here a case. We need this drasha for this. That what happens if a para gives birth to a sus, to a horse? Now, how did that happen? Because the para made it with not a sus. A para, the mother was a para, the father was a sus, and it had a sus. So there, or another example Rashi gives is a Rachel sheyalda chazir, that a Rachel, a sheep, gave birth to a chazir, and the other was chazir. So this halacha is, it's asa ba'achila. How do we know that? We know from this binyanav of Seh, that it says in the pasuk by the heter of achila, it says, it says in the pasuk that what are you allowed to eat? You're allowed to eat, shar sek sovim seizim. Sek sovim seizim. So we're darshaning that it's coming, this Seh is a binyanav from Karim Pesach, exclusive klayim. So here, we're not saying exclude klayim, we're saying excludes this type of animal, a tummy that came from a tar, this type of klayim, technically. It's not really, we'll see, it's not going to be really klayim, but a tummy that came from a tar and a tummy. That's what's coming to exclude that. Kiyat meraval, tummy shenoyel mera tar, veiburi mera tummy. Udiloy ka Rabbi Yeshua. Not like Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua is different to Rasha. The Rabbi Yeshua learns it out from, says in the Pasuk, by eating what you're allowed to eat, says the Pemash Techelus, Shar, Sei Kesavim, Veseizim. So already says seik sov seizim, which Rabbi Yehuda Darshins nafkalei actually of keves v'imoy kavso, because it says ksovim and seizim. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda has a drasha ready that both parents have to be kosher animals. So we don't need the drasha of se of Rava, but we're going not like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why using the drasha of se coming to exclude this tamei that came from a union of a tar and a tamei. Right, the Gemara, Lamai says, is possible? V'tahira mitamei mi ma'abra? Is it possible to have a pregnancy from a tahira from a tamea? The Gemara in Brachas V'chayre says, lo ulam eim sabra b'sabaras, lo tamea mina tahira, lo tahira mina tamea. It's impossible. So the Gemara in the Kaim Malon, the Iber mikolot k'rab Shimon. The Gemara is saying like this, you're right. A real tamea, let's say a para from a sus, is impossible to give birth to a tamei, because a para can't get pregnant from a sus, and neither could a rochel from a chazir. That can't happen. So what's the tamei we're talking about? There's a tamei called a kolot, which is actually machlekes, but what a kolot means is a behema that doesn't have split hooves. You have here a cow, doesn't have split hooves. So it's a cow, but it doesn't have split hooves. But it does chew its cud. Is that a kosher animal or not? So it's a machlekes. Rab Shimon holds that it's not kosher. It says gomel two times. So echad gomel anel mina gamlev and gomel mina para. And even that the halacha is that even if it has one simen, you say a gomel chooses cod. That's the fact. A camel chooses cod, but it doesn't have split hooves. So we know one simen is not enough. A gomel. But it said it twice, Sakhar Shimon. Tell you like this, that even in a case where that animal that chooses cod, it doesn't have split hooves, only one simen, that animal, even if it comes from a kosher animal, two kosher animals, still, it's going to be possible. That's Rabbi Shimon holds. And it's called a tamei. Rabbi Yeshua got argues there, and Yeshua holds, not like that. He holds that ezeh lo yisoichlu as a gomel, only the gomel that they don't eat simen echad. But there's another animal they eat with one simen, that's a tamei, an el min atar, a vibur min atar. That's a tamei that comes from a tar and a tar. That's Rabbi Yeshua Shita. So here we're talking about a tamei, a kolot, that came from a tamei. So now, according to Rabbi Shimon, a kolot, which means a one simen that comes from two parents that are kosher, it's taka kosher. What about a kolot from a tamei and a tar, which means a kolot from a tar that is with a kolot? A kolot is a kosher animal, according to Rabbi Shimon. So you have a tar with a kolot, and they have a kolot as a baby. There, Rabbi Shimon will agree is no good. Why is it no good? because there will be no good. Why not? Because there the halach is that they're learning out from a pasuk. They could Rav Shimon will not agree to it, because Rav Shimon himself will argue, because he holds that if it has one simon, it's good. It has to be a gomel. Maybe they'll agree it's good, but this drasha of says teaching us that case is no good. Rabbi Shua had a drasha ache ove v'imoi on both kvasim. That's what he held. But Rava learns that same drasha from Seh. That same drasha from Seh. The bottom line is like this. Tomorrow, a question. The fear of the Yezahos, the Kalayim is good. So what's a drasha? Well, there are drashas for eating a behemoth that looks like a tummy to a certain extent. And it comes from a tar and a tummy. What is that case? That's a case of a kolot that came from this tar and tummy. And we learn it out from this Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Shu learns it out from Sovim Sa'izim. Achi Noel the Mishnei Kvasim. She of the Imai Kvasim. He learns it out from this Pasuk of Rava of Seh. That's how he learns it out. That's how Rashi learns this Gemara. There's a whole Taisus here that argues on this, but that's how Rashi learns. Just to repeat over the Machlokes, Rabbi Shimon holds that a Kolot Be'etzem is a Kolot is not no good. A Kolot's called a Tameh. Rabbi Shua holds that a kolot itself is really kosher. The only problem over here is because the kolot comes from a kolot and a tar. The bottom line is like this: according to Rabbi Shimon, the kolot anyway is no good. Even if both parents are tahar, the kolot anyway is not good. So you don't need a drasha for that, because the kolot is no good. You have to have two simanim. That's what Rabbi Shimon holds. Rabbi Shua holds one simon is sufficient, but both parents have to be tar. And in Rabbi Yeshua Shita, Rabbi Yeshua has his own drasha, se ksavim se izim. On that, Rav is saying the drasha is from se. There has to be both parents are kosher animals. Adkan, that's the shaila here, what you do with the se. Let's go weiter to the Mishnah, by Rav. If someone says, harei alai oila, okay, someone says, harei alai oila, he says, I want to bring oila, and he's mafresh a carbon, v'hafresh shar, hifresh shar. He takes the most expensive shar he can find. He goes into the store, he says, I want the best carbon. I said, I'm going to bring oila, I want to bring the best. And he's mafresh a shar. Ubachav gomvay, and someone steals it. Now, if someone steals it, really, he stole kachim, right? So why you chayiv according to Rav Shimon? Because he's chayiv achray, he said, re'alai oila. So now he has to bring oila again, so you're costing him money. The only thing is, he doesn't have to bring the most expensive shar. So how much does the ganav have to pay? Remember, the ganav is paying not for the shor; he's paying for the chiyav akrais. How much does he have to pay? Boy, Rav Reila, I love every shor. Vayachav a gomvoy, and someone came and stole it. Me pot the ganav shev a keves. Could he pater himself with a keves with a sheep? L'rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, or ba'oil soif, even a cheaper thing with oisav here l'ozer azaria. It's not only to the Mishnah. Hareila oila, gastam a guy's Hareila oila. What does he have to bring? What's he chiyav to bring? So Tanakhama says, Rabbanon said, Yavei Keves. He has to bring at least a Keves, the cheapest animal, which is a sheep. Lozer Zarya, no, you can bring in a bird. Yavei Tara Ben Yaina. So Mai, the Shaila is back to the Gneva Shaila. Mi Amrinon Shem Erla Kibbalai, who's a Kabbal Shem Erla. Oy Dilma Matzah Amalai. So therefore, I'm giving you back. According to Rabbanon, I have to give you back Keves. According to Lozer, I give you back Oif. Oif is 10 bucks. Oy Dilma Matzah Amalai. I know, Mitzin Amuv Klabina. Lamebet. I wanted to do a mitzvah on Mufkai. I prepared a shar. You cost me that mitzvah. But the boy he had the pashta. After the shaila, the Gemara held his pashta in svara that you don't have to pay so much. Ganav patatz with keves. The keves, he pats himself with a keves. The rabbanon, according to rabbanon, and by el soif for el zemzaria, you give him the minimum. You don't have to give him the mitzvah of mufcha. Avach v'yavika maslo behedya. He's the first drash from Rav like that. Amar Rava, the first halacha. Amar Rava rei alai oila behifres shar uba acha v'gonvoy. Pata atzmai bekeves l'rabbanon uva osoif l'mazaria. Rava, he's the first Rava. It's not a shiloh with a pshitos. He says the halacha straight out that if someone's the rei alai oila, someone steals that shor and he has to pay now for the chiyav achrayis. He could pat himself with a keves according to the rabbanon and a oila soif according to Rav Elazar ben Azaria, because the ma'aseh I'm taking care of his chiyav to take care of oila. That's sufficient to give him that carbon. You don't have to give back a shor, even though he had a mitzvah and a mufkah going.